Hey folks, it's Friday. So you're either listening to this before work or after work. But I want to forewarn you that it can have two different effects. If before work there's a good possibility, it'll make you laugh. Or you can listen after work and with the assistance of your favorite adult beverage, you may end up laughing a lot more. Matter of fact, since it is in fact Friday, you may want to invite the neighbors over to hear this so they too can have a laugh. Hey, who the hell needs to go all the way to Florida for spring break when you can take off your shoes and have a stinking good time right at home? Yes, you can just stay home and still have a good time, and most likely not end up getting arrested or pregnant. And that's probably a good thing. Before I dive into this, here is something way special for you history buffs out there. Within this episode, there is a very rare 2-minute clip of President John F. Kennedy giving a speech sometime in July of 1962. So stick around. Here's a piece of history you've probably never heard before. By now, just about everybody in America knows it. McDonald's has significantly raised its prices on just about all of its culinary masterpieces. So I'm asking myself what any other American confronted with such an apocryphal event would be asking. Why in the hell are they making the prices on their burgers so damn high? After much thought and deeply considering all the possibilities, I not only came up with the most likely reason, but also the obvious and probably most effective solution. You see, I'm well aware that I am certainly not the only person asking this question, but because I tend to be a bit more tenacious, I'm not falling for the old supply and demand, free market, or the invisible hand of the market was in Capricorn when it needed to be in Pisces. And therefore, because they were not properly in astrological alignment, there was the unfortunate yet inevitable consequence of a significant rise in the price of the damn burgers. Nope. Old Ernest ain't swallowing that very old school jack-off jism for a minute. The true answer to that question is as old as capitalism itself. The rich people who manage and own the real estate company. Yes, whether you know it or not, McDonald's is actually a real estate company that happens to sell fast food. It's true. You can look it up. Desire a few more billion dollars in their pockets. So they're doing what all rich people do, keeping up with the Joneses. As the old saying goes, and they'll get it. They'll get every dime. Because they have many of us addicted. They've got us by the balls, and they know it. But I do have a plan, and now I'm telling you guys about it, because although this may surprise you, it involves the Supreme Court. And while this doesn't require an act of the Supreme Court, using TubeBuddy to build your YouTube channel is a very good judgment. If you're a new YouTuber, or you've been doing this for a while, but haven't heard of them, TubeBuddy has just about everything you need to help your channel grow. And the two great things about it is first, it's extremely simple and intuitive to use. And second, they're offering a really special sweet deal for using my affiliated TubeBuddy link in the description below. I think it's a really sweet deal on an excellent YouTube growth service. And if you're not totally happy with TubeBuddy, you can kick my ass. Well, not literally, It's a figure of speech. But I use TubeBuddy, and I think it's great. And you have nothing to lose, so give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Now, back to the show. Now, many of you people may not know this, but if a company or corporation, even if working completely independently or in cahoots with many other big companies who basically are in the same general field of endeavor, and if that company or corporation not only very self-evidently, such as is definitely the case here, makes business decisions that dramatically affect product availability, such as a tremendous increase in price, for the sole purpose of personal profit or gain, all the while denying or protesting that accusation, claiming that the price increases were simply a matter of market forces beyond their control, are subject to have a case filed against them with the Supreme Court. And in this particular case, the Supreme Court does not even have the choice of refusing not to make judgment on the case. For acts of economic irresponsibility or treason. This is something which is actually on the books, folks. And it is not an ancient or obscure set of laws. The primary requirement would be gathering of the signatures required to make this a reality. And if my memory serves, there is only a requirement of 30,000 signatures, which is really not that many, for a nation of almost 400 million. Now, I can't go into all the details concerning the technical aspects of this, as it's beyond the scope of this episode. But do not forget what I'm telling you. And please contact me for further information, or if you want me to do a follow-up episode. But what I certainly can tell you, without any hesitation at all, is that prices of our burgers, regardless of the corporate chain which is producing them for the people of this great nation, are just too damn high. There was a great man in history, our 35th president, John F. Kennedy, who in July of 1962 perhaps stated it best. Unfortunately, I have an extremely rare 2-minute recording of him doing just that, when we were facing this very same problem back then, but facing it for the first time. And unlike our current president, Kennedy was swift, reassuring, and resolute on this issue with the American people. It is for this reason, having encountered and uncovered the true face of tyranny, that I submit to all Americans the following statement, which I feel stands in the hearts and minds of all my fellow Americans, who demand not only access of opportunity as a basic human right, but access to something that is such an integral part of being an American that it is not to be infringed upon in any way whatsoever, but universally recognized as the spiritual, historical, and cultural bedrock of American society, the burger. It is the obligation of every American citizen to understand that it is a basic human need and right to not only have our burgers priced appropriately for the average American, but it is our duty as Americans to do so. We do this, that, and the other, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. And with this responsibility also comes our right to have appropriately priced fast food meals, not only for our children, but for our children's children, and that our right for an appropriately priced burger, combo, or child's Happy Meal shall not be infringed upon at any time, nor for any reason nor enemy, foreign or domestic, to ever make such affordable burgers vanish from the face of this earth or from these United States of America. Wow, that was truly moving, folks. If only we had a president capable of giving a speech like that today. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good things.